Well, you that first.
against me are false. So there. Okay, greetings. In the name of the Most High, that goes on a bit, and but we're pushing on here, making sense of our news and some predictions. I think every single one of you realize that a lot of this is paid for, just sort of like we had the impeachment, then we had the plandemic, and then now we have the riots. And these people are serious. They're the Bolsheviks. They're the same people that overthrew Russia. If they can get their hands on us, they would kill, millions of us, no problem, without batting an eye. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with that kind of power. And it's a global force. I just call it, the communist Marxist force is just called, like, evil. It's basically evil. It's God-negating, family-negating, Bible-negating, common-sense-negating, basic moral code of, that I don't harm you, you don't harm me. Mutual respect, all those kind of things we strive for, negating. And just being, I'm noticing also that they're targeting, churches. Now, we admit that churches have been corrupted at a certain point, and that's part of our problem in America. That's what's bringing us to a kind of a make it or break it. But I have different news than other people. The news I have is, this is not the end of America. This is a chance here to get some things right. This is a chance here to get some things understood about our society that, again, like, the churches should be safe for Christians to go to, and not be a place of spiritual warfare, not be a place, that instead of a sanctuary, instead of finding pasture, where Christians that are for real, run into people that for whatever reason want them to be conformed to the world and not to Christ, and have that as a matter of policy, which it's an abomination. It's a chance to straighten out a lot of those things, and I think a lot of those things do get straightened out when you're faced with tremendous evil, and especially people that lose everything, they lose their businesses, they lose whatever, they tend to be humbled, and looking for answers. And oftentimes turning to the Most High God. So, at the same time, you have maximum death going on through starvation. I've told you, LTO is doing tremendous work, and, we support them. They basically are feeding, stopping people from dying every day. That's basically what it is. It's you're stopping people from dying. Anything you send them goes directly into a food container and handed to a little kid or handed to an elderly person that's about to die. I mean, it's put it very simply, it's a real mess around the world because of the fact that these selfish people, the very wealthy club of internationalists that want a one-world-order government would do things like launch pandemics, spread it around the world, as, China, in cahoots with others. Look at all the people involved in the Wuhan lab. Those people. And to bring in an agenda of Bill Gates, the 2020 ID, the forced vaccination, keeping people locked down in their houses forever, destroying the entire global economy. And then it looks like that wasn't going to their liking, so they launched their thugs. And you say, well, why doesn't Trump have a response? Why don't they arrest George Soros? Why don't they arrest Bill Gates? There's a reason. You just have to get your mind around the idea that they're more powerful than the U.S. government. That's why. Otherwise, they would be arrested. Barr can't just go arrest a guy like Soros. Not that the evidence isn't there. It's that the power is, it's that the guy for now, for whatever reason, is immune. They might get him on something like tax evasion one day or something like that, but then he would end up running the prison. You know, evil is evil. And there's a hierarchy to it. And the amount of power that the presidency has and that the Department of Justice has is, you know, barely as much as our multinational corporations, who also have mercenaries. And a lot of the fighters that you see doing the anarchy, of course, they're paid, but they're the honchos there are mercenaries. You know, they're professional military guys. Some of these guys did the same thing for the CIA in overturning other countries. Soros bankrupts countries, and then the CIA comes in piggybacking and overthrows them and put their own puppet leader in. I mean, this is karma coming back to bite us from things we've done around the world. How many countries have we overthrown? How many countries has Soros bankrupted? Okay, so the problem is Donald Trump. Let's face it. The problem that you have, that they have, is that Trump represents a certain independence, sovereignty, nationalism, sovereignty of the individual country, individual liberty, freedom, constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, represents, you know, regardless of what you think of him, that's to these people, he represents Satan. To these people, that is Satan. So Trump is Satan to them. And of course, they are angels, and you know who, and all they want to do is kill everybody. So, yeah, they want a technocracy and then a post-human world, and they want to merge with the machines into the singularity and say bye-bye to this world and go off to the stars and live happily ever after without any of us to bother them. That is their stated objective. That is their plan. That is what they've always planned to do. And it's I have news for you. It's not going to happen for them. And they're not going to trash, you know, as much comeuppance as we're getting right now, and we've had quite a bit. God's wrath and comeuppance has passed over a lot of his children. So it's like almost, someone was saying yesterday, it seemed like a time of Passover. And putting in spiritual context, things can be much, much worse. I think these are fair warnings, but I see us getting beyond this, and I see us having a, they're going to keep trying to do things, but again, their evil will fail every time. They will not succeed in these endeavors this time around in this season. They will fail again and again. They've already lost the public relations war. Most people hate the rioters. They don't see any kind of racial justice in it. A lot of people of color hate the rioters because they just see it giving, you know, the whole cause a bad name. We have a problem with police brutality. It needs to be dealt with, but it gets overshadowed by this stuff. And then, of course, now the enemy becomes, you know, anybody that has a viewpoint that doesn't like America is now potentially the enemy. That is not the solution they wanted. They wanted to come to the table and negotiate as equals. Well, they could do that, technically. But you see, the problem is that they can't let on that there's a force, you know, bigger than the United States that's not a country. And that they can't allow people to see behind the curtain. So we can't have a negotiation at the table because dealing with them is kind of like dealing with China. It's like dealing with Russia, but it's not a country. And it is global. So that's why there are no arrests of the honchos. That's why you don't see people arrested that put money into it. There's also a number of politicians, celebrities, and all that putting together funds to bail out of jail those who, you know, burn down cities and whatnot, and those who tear stuff up by people that are fabulously wealthy, you know, millionaires and billionaires, are funding the anarchy groups. So it's very much fake. I mean, it's fake to the hilt fake. And people that participate in it are just really, in a sense, servants of the uber wealthy. Just basically lapdogs who do what they're told. And so therefore the whole movement is fake. And the result will be fake too. There will be no result. The only result will be there'll probably be a lot more rules. And, more of a check on people's motives, I suppose. Facebook and Twitter have proven themselves also to be terrorist sympathizers in the sense that they are promoting the rioters, and they say Twitter stands in solidarity. Well, Jack Dorsey is a billionaire, okay? He's essentially, you know, these guys, Gates, him, the rest of the club, are paying for the rioters. They pay them. Just like they brought you the pandemic, just like they bring you the vaccine, just like they bring you the mark of the beast, just like they bring you all that stuff. These guys that with the money, the wealthy, they're marching through Beverly Hills. I got some things to say that are going to blow your mind. Listen, they're marching through Beverly Hills saying, "Eat the rich." Okay, an old phrase, "Eat the rich." When the rich are paying for them to do so, so they go raid Gucci or a couple of places on Rodeo Drive. They're not going to go up into bed. They do if they pretend to be attacking Bill Gates' place. Gates is paying for him. He may have them attack his place so that you don't think Gates is part of it. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. So my advice is just stay out of the way. I'm not even paying no attention to it. I mean, in terms of content, in terms of social change, no, there shouldn't be police brutality. Police that kill people for no reason should be thrown in jail for murder, and the justice system works in that capacity, and that's what's going to happen to this guy. In terms of the riots, there is no cause. They just want to burn it down. And that is how they destroyed their meaning. In other words, this has no meaning. It's like the COVID-19 thing wasn't working, so now they're going to try this. And okay, but that goes to show how desperate they are. They're saying, if we're not going to be able to win the election, we're not going to be able to have this, you know, our way with you, then we're going to burn the entire thing down so you'll have nothing. Good luck opening a business if they're all burnt to the ground. And, you know, that won't be tolerated in the end. And, you know, it's funny. I'm watching these people try to make it like a black thing. Police brutality. And yet I'm watching all these white guys who are breaking the windows and doing the real, the looting and doing the organizing.
Most of the Antifa.
No, they're all white. I know. Cool. They are white. It's a white movement. They're white. And they're getting, you know, if I were, not that I'm an activist, really, not a political activist, I'm a spiritual activist. But I would definitely, you know, if I were involved in political activism, I would definitely try to educate the public as to, you know, what this is. It's theater. It's not like the cops versus them or whatever. It's just basically a conflict that's being brought on by billionaires who hire mercenaries that go out and organize, and they send out notices of crisis actors, pay them $100 a day to agitate, whip it up, you know, hurt the Secret Service, let's say, try to hurt Trump, burn down the church across the street, and then blame it on Trump the next day. Destroy everything in sight, and then blame it on Trump the next day. 60-plus Secret Service injured, then blame it on Trump the next day. Take out everything you can do to take out the economy, and when the economy goes down because you had to shut down the country because of this rumors about what COVID-19 was, which turns out to be have a death rate globally of basically a flu, then blame it on Trump. So my thinking goes to, since they are mentioning Trump over and over again, and they're saying it's not about Trump, it's about, you know, but Trump's a lousy president, we need a good president with good leadership, show the country going into chaos, show it going bad, then blame it on Trump to get the election swayed the way they want. That's what the whole thing is about. Mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, they will do everything they can, and I mean everything, to cheat and do it. You know, the Republicans are there to act like they don't know what's going on. They're naive, looking around for, wow, what's happening here? While the left, which is now manifested in the Democratic Party, which is the globalist, not a national. The DNC is a globalist operation in cahoots with China and others. And basically the whole point is, it's really simple to me. They just want to overthrow the United States, change the system, have a global governance, and do it by mob rule and thuggery. And it's the billionaires and trillionaires that are doing it. It's the rich people saying, eat the rich. It's the rich people having them march on Rodeo Drive. It's the rich Bill Gates having them come to his house, but then getting beaten back by guards. You think if enough people went to his house, you don't think they could get in there? If they didn't get in there and kill Gates and his entire family, then Gates is involved. It's fake. You know, oh, look, it's not me. See, they came to my house. And they might try that in Beverly Hills. If they were really serious, there would be some scalps in Beverly Hills. They're not going to go up above Sunset Boulevard to those $25 to $100 million houses and start pulling people out Charlie Manson style and gutting them like pigs. They might eventually. But, I mean, at this point, the reason they're not is because those people are the ones that donate to their army. Those are the ones who pay them. Those billionaires and 100 millionaires that live up above Sunset, they pay them. Those are the ones running Hollywood, the media, they pay them. They're the ones who have this monopoly. They pay all the anarchists. They promote all the causes. They put it all over the news. All of it's fake. It's just War of the Worlds all over again. It's just like the pandemic. War of the Worlds all over again, all over again, all over again, all over again, all over again. People get fooled and duped and fooled and duped. And it's really, the wicked, technically. And, you know, that goes for, like, are they going to go up and burn down Malibu? Where else are they? Santa Barbara is where the real rich live, you know, where the really wealthy live that are in Hollywood. They live in Santa Barbara in, like, Montecito area. Are they going to go up there and burn those mansions down? Like, well, when? You know what I mean? And if they did, it would be, you know, probably theater. You know, but the point I'm trying to make is that the people, this entire thing is paid for by the billionaires, provided to, you know, sent to you through Twitter, through Zuckerberg, through global multinational corporations. They're the ones bringing you the riots because they want to put it under a totalitarian top-down regime where people are dependent on government for everything, and they follow you around and they use you, and then when they're done with you, they, you know, euthanize you. They don't want Antifa torches the police car and says, well, I guess Antifa can be the bad guy for now, but I mean it's the bad guy is Soros. Okay, the bad guy is not Antifa. They wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for Soros. But they can't do anything with Soros, so they, you know, maybe they can get him on tax evasion, but it's doubtful that Soros is going to, you know, have to pay for any of the stuff he's done. So you really have another entity here running things, and it's hard for Americans to understand that. We have a force, even our multinational corporations are bigger than the U.S. government in terms of power, okay? The one thing we do have is a military, but the military is not all cohesively behind Trump either. So that's another thing to keep in mind. They're not all going to obey an order of, you know, of go round up the end. Some of them are, you know, sympathize. So, but once again, the uber wicked, happens to be the billionaire class, are the ones running the show. And everything you see from COVID-19, impeachment, this joke of this has now become a, it's just said, if I were God, I'd get the hook out and just have like some kind of cataclysm and just like bury all these people. You know what I mean? Because they're an embarrassment to their own humanity. You know, if you're out there marching for a cause and you think that burning the place down and looting and having that show up on television is a good way to sell your cause, well, I got Swampland on the Moon for you. What they're trying to do is intimidation, not social change. And when I say intimidation, what I mean by that is, I mean, we'll bite this thing here. What I mean by intimidation is they wanted you locked down in your houses so they could destroy the economy, so they could steal it. Okay, right? And then that didn't work. So now they're right back with this, hoping this will put you back in your houses. Are you guys going to stay home now? Now that you know you've been duped with, now that you know you've been home for months for no reason, you gonna stay home now? I don't think so. The other thing I've noticed is that as I've watched this thing progress from day one, which to me is a joke. If it wasn't so sad about people losing their businesses and what they work for all their lives, I might just be laughing my ass off. But it is sad because a lot of these people just went to work, had their families, you know, got their loans, struggling with payments, made a payroll, employed people, contributed to society, and they're getting burned to the ground by people that never done anything their whole life. And they go, it's because I wasn't treated right. Because my mama beat me. Because I'm black, because I'm white, because I'm this, because I'm that, because my parents were crack addicts, or whatever it is. Because I was thrown in a dumpster, because this and that, because all these horrible things have happened. But there's two responses to that. You know, my response to abuse was to find out what was going, you know, to admit that it was going on. It took me 40 years to face it. And to then decide, I'm going to live on, and especially after my daughter's suicide. I've had many reasons I could just sit there and give up, and that's it. And I know that life, that the Lord breathes life into me. And I know that the Lord is life. I know the Lord is peace. And if he's pulling me along to peace, it's like he says, look what they've done to me. You can make it. We're going into a period that is complete opposite of what you see now. What you see now are desperate people realizing they're losing their little globalist empire. Mm-hmm. And they're screaming, yelling, they're going to break the entire system and the whole thing to prevent you from being able to be free. That's really what it comes down to. Trump's role in all this is to be, you know, in my view, he is there as a, having been one of them, obviously, and now he has decided to try to fight for the people in the sense of representing the opposite of tyranny, at least for now. He hasn't done much on censorship. He hasn't done much about some of the horrible things going on. He got rolled on that COVID-19 plan, which was, by the way, a plan that was in the works. You know, they keep a lot of information from him, and then they call him an idiot. I mean, you know, he's an idiot, he's Orange Man bad, he's bad all day long. As long as they're calling him bad things and screaming about him, then I know there's some kind of lever against them that they're worried about. And what they're worried about is that you, and it's not about Trump or any politician. What they're worried about is that you will be free. Is that you will have opportunity. That your children will be able to have a life, have a family, whatever. That the Lord actually will make a comeback. Because people are wondering what's going on right now. People are seeking answers. And in the seeking of answers, the Lord will bless his people. Right now, the Lord has demonstrated how he's completely not in every case, but I mean, in a lot of cases, he's completely led people out of this darkness. You know, things could be a lot worse right now. And I have a feeling that behind the scene, not a feeling, a strong vision, that behind the scenes, they are not just arresting people right and left, but they are absolutely, you know, taking out a lot of threats that otherwise would be in front page of the news next week. And a lot of people are being neutralized, that while it looks like no one's doing anything, that Trump's down in the bunker somewhere, things are happening. And not the least of which is going on with Iran and other countries, cartels. There's a lot of, right now I'd say this is the time of the wicked to be hunted down. This is a time where God slays the wicked in so many words, in so many ways. This is the time where the wicked do not have their time of coming up to and having everyone go, oh, wow, how cool, and have everyone join them. Everybody that I know, pretty much, was saying, this is it. Look at this. With the pandemic, they're saying, this is it. And I have a feeling that not only is this not it, but those people that give up and say, this is it, are going to be missing out on some really big changes that will benefit people that don't flow from Trump, that don't flow from the Congress, that don't flow, but flow from God directly to you. And that people that seek now will be blessed. This idea of rivers in the desert and that God will do a new thing, as it says in Isaiah, he's doing a new thing right now. One thing he's doing is gathering his own together. And we were just lamenting and, you know, marveling and looking back on, just the struggle we had to make a film using a crew and people from, let's just say, who weren't of the same spiritual walk, and how challenging that was, but how the Lord would see us through, despite the fact there would be a battle. It's like Job had to go through this battle, but then he was restored sevenfold. A lot of people are going through a battle, but to be restored sevenfold, not just restored, but to have new horizons, new ideas, new things to do. And one of the areas, like if you're a witty writer, let's say, you want to write some wit, something fun to read or something like a, you know, one thing that would be really funny is to write about these riots and the organizers and how, you know, behind the scenes, how freaked out they are that they're not going to get their way, so they're going to do all this stuff. And, they want this to be, well, the reason it's funny to me, I guess it's funny to me because, as I said, the nature of it being planned with mercenaries and guys with comms and professional, you know, probably, you know, black hat CIA and all kinds of people are involved in it. And so, you know, it's a war, and we're witnessing a modern-day warfare. I mean, it's not funny. It's just funny when you see the professionals involved in doing things trying to make it look organic. That's what's funny, and the use of the news media to make it War of the Worlds every day. In other words, this is the end of the world. And so here we are, this is the end of the world. And seeing the businesses burned down is the end of the world. And it's not the end of the world. You know, it's not the end of the world at all. It's basically one more phase. You remember when they did this phase before, when Trump was going to win the election? Remember all the anarchy? They're doing it again. Why do you think they're doing it?
Because he's going to win the election.
Because the economy is coming back. I mean, breakneck speed. Total V. And they can't have the economy come back. I've told you a million times. That's the one big enemy they have. They don't want people having an economy. And they tried to get it with the COVID thing, and they thought they had it. And then it started coming back. Market was up to 25,000. I mean, you know, people were going crazy. So they started this riot. And and then people buy into it. I see this stupid guy here getting arrested. He's a stupid idiot. He doesn't even know why he's there. He doesn't even know what day it is. He was just told to be there. And most of these people don't have any mind of their own. They're just told what to do. And then they do it. And they're told what to do by people, that the bad actors, who are above the law. That's why you don't see a big law enforcement action. These people are above the law. Here, oh, the Rolex shop in New York. Oh, big deal. So what? You know, they can try to burn everything down they want, but at some point, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a civil war going to stop any economy from recovering. And, you know, they're very serious about not wanting an economy. They don't want an economy. They don't want you leaving your home. They don't want you having a job. They would like you to be on the street and dependent on them. And it's the same people that just want to tear everything down. And there is no agenda. There is no reason. They try to make it civil rights. There is no civil rights involved. It's got nothing to do with anything but the billionaires. That's it. It begins and ends with the billionaires, period. And once you get that, you'll see the whole pattern. And then the billionaires, it's not my fault they worship Satan, is it? This little club? They worship the devil. You may not worship the devil. You may not even believe in the devil, but they do. And that's where they say their power comes from. So they look at things like this as just predictive programming and all the things they do, military-industrial complex. The whole goal, the same thing as what Kennedy said, to enslave every man, woman, and child on Earth and mark them all, right, with Gates, and make it prerequisite they have to be marked in order to participate in society. And the Bible says if you're marked, you're done with God. You're done. You might as well just blow your brains out. You're going to hell. Why? Because the Lord has been very clear. I don't care what you believe about the Bible or anything else. It's been very clear out there that something that changes your DNA and makes you into a hybrid is a deal breaker with the living God. Can't redeem a hybrid. If you know anything about the Bible at all, or anything to do with, you know, Bible stories, you realize that demons, or anything about the Book of Enoch for that matter, you realize that the watchers could not be redeemed. Or I won't say the watchers, I'll just say the fallen. The fallen entities. Now, Jesus was there to redeem man. A man. Men. Human. Fallen ones who were human. To redeem them. Jesus is there to redeem them. What's the whole point of earth? Redemption. To get out of whatever this thing is here. What's the point of Jesus? To escape whatever this is here. What's the point of salvation? To escape whatever there is here. Not to go on into death, but to go on into life and even more life. And into a glorified life, like angels. The promise of life after death, of course, is one thing. But the realization that life never ends is another. And so it just really depends with your free will what you're going to choose. I don't look at everything in such a binary way as a lot of, like they did in Sunday school. I'm more like, I realize that energy is transformed. You know, I think reincarnation is a good possibility, but I don't think it's a one-to-one thing. I think it's like it could be that it's all a mystery. But I do believe that we reap what we sow, and that there are consequences for living a fallen life and being irredeemable. In other words, it's up to, if you want to be irredeemable, it's up to you. You can be selfish and irredeemable and deny the Lord and just embrace this life and run around, and they'll give you power to do it. And then, of course, the looters. People grabbing a TV set. I I'll tell you, the people that were smarter were the people that were, that looted the Apple store, because at least they get, you know, laptops and iPads, things you can use. But anyway, the Lord will see his people through Psalm 23. He will guide his people across. A lot of the Lord's people will be protected at this time. There will be a really, really big explosion of grace by God. There will be a huge increase or restoration of people that feel like have, you know, pretty much stayed the course with the Lord, have been blessed, and they will continue to bless other people, and other people will see finally, not everyone, but many will see finally there's only one way to go. It's like either truth or lie, right? It's either the truth or the lie. It's either good or evil. Since we don't have, you know, complete good in us, we must abide in Christ, that is, believe in the Lord, in Jesus. And what is Jesus but truth? What is truth but God? What is God but light? What is the light but sound? What is sound but creation? What is creation? It is creator. What is existence? It's creator. Can you deny it? And all? Yeah, sure. You can say you created everything, or say, I don't need to know, I just want to party. That's fine. Go ahead and party up. But this world is not intended for you to party. It's fun to get together with friends and drink and hoot and holler. But that's not the intention of this world. This that there may be, you know, a break from, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, the Jesus would drink wine and dance around. Sure. But it's in the context of the whole point of the world, which is what you are at the very crux of the world. What will you choose? Choosing nothing equals you choose the world. If you don't choose anything, the default is the world. So that's why you're here, is to make a choice. And you might make a wrong choice, and as you learn more, you make a right choice. But it's always about that choice. It's always about that learning. And when you abide in the Lord, you abide in truth, you abide in eternal truth. And the whole point of this world being created in the first place is, if you like, it's a place, a testing ground of souls. Which ones will give up? Which ones will cash in? And which ones will go on to the greater glory of the Lord? In other words, go on because of the Lord's glory, not because of themselves. For me, the whole point of the world was for me to come to the conclusion that it's not about me. And when I came to that conclusion, it's not about me, guess what happened? Life got a lot, not that it was easy, but it got a lot easier. You know, I didn't like the riot thing. I mean, it's awful. You know, I understand what they want to do is shut down people and businesses and, you know, ruin people's lives, and they get off on that. Well, that's too bad. But the cost of what they're doing, reap what they sow, is that whatever the message is they're trying to send about this poor man that got stomped by an out-of-control police guy, that message will be lost along with social changes they'd like to make. They won't be able to make social changes for another 100 years. Because you see, when you're out there on TV every day and they're showing you doing violence and you don't care, and pretty soon killing and you don't care, people will not follow that. Oh, I can't wait to live that lifestyle as and what the utopia they're talking about, brilliant Marxist Antichrist utopia. I just can't wait. Where can I burn down a few buildings? I think that most people in their heart of hearts would use this destabilization, which is basically being done by the media and the Billionaire Boys Club. Those are your enemies. Those are always your enemies. The people on the ground, I wouldn't, you know, most of them are paid. I wouldn't put too much attention on them. The people who have the money and the power and multinational corporations like the media, they're the ones doing the rioting, okay? They're the ones to hold responsible. Not, in my view, sorry, but not, you know, necessarily Antifa. Antifa is created and paid for by Soros, so that's where I would go for justice. But that's just me. I would go to the people paying for it and have them stripped of wealth, all of it, and whatever wealth Soros has, I would throw it onto the national debt to pay it down. I'm sure he probably has a lot stashed away someplace. You could probably pay a lot down. But, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. And if I didn't, you know, they say, well, you'll never get away with it. I'd say, well, then he'll be an enemy combatant, and he'll just be put away without due process, and that'll be the end of it. I mean, that's, you know, very Lincoln-esque, but, I mean, that's basically what would have to happen with the media as well. If they continue to lie, if they whip up the rioting and cities are burning down because of CNN, then that would be it for CNN. I mean, that's not news. At that point, they're anarchists. So it's, to me, it's just common. It's just like black or white. It's not a, you know, it's nothing to think about. It's not anything for me to go, oh, well, gee, let me think about this. There's so many issues on the table. For me, there's only one issue on the table. And that is, you know, choose today whom you will serve. If you're serving the Lord, you're not involved in any of this. I can assure you of that. These worldly things come and go. You want to align with something eternal because you're eternal. You want it to align with the peace because you want peace. You want to align with life because you're alive. You want to be redeemed because you're alive. And a person that's really living wants to be redeemed. You know, you realize there's something wrong because you watch yourself sin and you go, why? Why would I do that? Because you see the flesh has fallen. So we need, despite that, we need to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. And when we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, what happens? In this case, the Lord passes over. And it's been more than once. This Passover phenomenon has been more than once. It's been over and over again. But I mean, don't mistake that for the fact that these wolves are at the door. You know, yes, the Lord may pass us through, pass us over, move us around, but they're still there, just chomping at the bit to get in. If you weren't alive, they wouldn't bother with you. They're obsessed with life. They're not alive themselves. They want to eat life. They don't want to eat the rich. They want to eat the living. When people made zombie movies, they're talking about the same people, the Bolsheviks, the same people. They say, we're overthrowing the system because it's evil for justice for all. It's not for justice. It's for the Billionaire Boys Club. It was back then. It is now. It was a power play to get rid of the czars back in Russia. And it was the billionaires that put it was Western billionaires, let's face it. It was guys that have foundations named after them here that put the Bolsheviks up to overrunning Russia. Let's face it, it was the same crowd, the same damn people. Maybe you went to a private school. You probably rubbed elbows with some of these sons and daughters of these people. Okay, it's the same people. You know, grandpa's in the mafia. What mafia? Well, it's the spiritual mafia. Oh, yeah, that. And, yeah, he became a billionaire. Well, what do you know about that? What do you know about that? So the point I'm trying to make is basically even that and all the rioting and everything that you see right now is all a spiritual calling. It's a calling to the Lord, it's a calling to truth, it's a calling to redemption, it's a calling to escape, it's a calling to adventure, it's a calling to, you know, changing your life. Who wouldn't like a change right now? I sure would like a change of scenery. How about you? And the scenery I know this is a paradox I'm about to present, but the scenery for the people of the Lord is about to change wildly. The scenery for the people of the other way, the scenery is going to get a lot worse. Don't ask me how I know that. It's just one of those things. We are at the precipice of... We're going to finish... Listen, the Lord finishes what he started. What he started a few years ago about human trafficking, bringing in John Wayne to be president, all that stuff that we foresaw. We didn't know who it would be. But now that we've had confirmation on that, I can tell you that the next phase will be outstanding.
Transformation to greatness.
That's a good way of putting it. Transformation to greatness is exactly the kind of thing. For the gloom and doomers, they'll have their gloom and doom, I suppose. In other words, God will give those things to people what they call out for. If they're calling out gloom and doom and you want to follow those people, you're going to have fear, gloom, and doom. It's driven by fear, though. If you're driven by fear, that's basically of Satan. If you're driven by spiritual courage, meaning you don't think that you're being courageous, you're just abiding in God, abiding in the Lord, and just saying, Lord, which way, and letting him lead you, then you're transforming to clear, cool waters and green fields and finding pasture, finding success, finding ways to survive, finding friends that won't stab you in the back. All those things are coming for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Everything intended for harm here, you'll see, will be turned into something besides what it is. And all of that is what's up. This period of gloom and doom, this period of smash mouth with Trump, the billionaires can't believe they can't just get rid of him. This is all about that, by the way. This is what they pulled. Remember during the campaigning for the 2016 election, they were all mobilized, Antifa. Remember? They were all over the place, even on the day of the inauguration. So whenever you see them, it's basically Soros versus the president. And that's what it is. Let's keep it in context. It's evil people. Lord, deliver us from evil people in Jesus' name. Amen. And he will deliver every one of us who abides in him. He delivers. I don't know how he does it. They may be burning down something over to your left, so the Lord has you go up to the right. And you do your shopping there. You come home, your place is spared, you were successful. Maybe the next guy wasn't, but you were. That's the way the Lord's dealing with us. He's been dealing with it. That's been the pattern, by the way, during this entire time of the COVID, the riots, the impeachment, the markets, you know, like they just desperately had to slam those markets. Soros is he's a man that sells short. And he can't make money unless the market's going down. He's got to get the markets down. He's got to stop the economy. He's got to stop the United States. He's got to stop the people here. And what I saw basically around the country and what I've seen here in Texas is I've seen that most people, including, you know, people of all colors, they're just going about their business. They're not looking for a fight. And, you know, Texas sort of had it with the COVID thing. I mean, you know, people pretty much threw their masks away and social distance. They kind of basically said, that's it. And they just went back. It looks like they just kind of went back to work and they just went back to the way it was. Now that you've had this whole rioting thing, that whole COVID thing's out the window. And
it's so hilarious to see the... Yeah. Rioters wearing masks.
Only the rioters wear masks and follow and social, you know, quasi-social distancing. The rioters do follow that. The rioters will have their N95 mask on. That's one way you can tell the rioters, because they're wearing their mask and being good, because they're doing what they're told. They do what they're told. They do what they're told. What their billionaire owners tell them to do, they do. Anyway, the only way to not be bothered by the Billionaire Boys Club and their antics, which these are what they are, the little boys are all upset because the people might get something. The people might build a little business. The people might have justice. The people may have a government for the people one day. Hey, the enemy can't tolerate that. And did you see how Gates was thwarted? Just as a case in point. How he was thwarted by reputation. His reputation was somewhat ruined. But did you see how then doubt came in, and then now people are distancing themselves? Did you see how that happened? You're not going to be able to force a Gates vaccine or something, an ID chip, with the cloud on Gates right now, right? People are onto it. So, you know, likewise, everything else. Everything is going to be, in my view, well, it'll be the ultimate challenge and the ultimate victory. The victory to the Lord. If you have an attitude of all victory to the Lord, anything good that I do, it's victories to God, because I know that with me it would be screwed up. If I have any victory at all, folks, it's the victory goes to the Lord. The main thing I ask for is victory in human relations, like in things like, you know, when there's unequally yoked people and the tendency for the worlders to attack you. You know that the guy that lost his life with a cop, he preached the gospel. He was a believer. Yep, he was a brother. He was one of us. More so, right? Does that tell you a little more about persecution? I'm sure he's with the Lord now. He originally came from Houston, Texas. And they're rioting here, too. They're rioting in Houston. They're rioting in Dallas. They're rioting up in Austin. And they believe that they're doing it for justice. Every single rioter and all the kids that are out there thinking they're doing this for justice are dupes. Every last one. Maybe they believe in their heart they're doing good, and that's fine. But they're really owned, bought, and paid for by the bad guy, by the people that they themselves don't like. The rich. They're being bought and paid for, but the rich wants to thin out the competition. The rich wants to make it easy for them to buy up those properties at fire sale prices. The rich wants to make it easy for them to go in and buy stocks at fire sale prices so they can get wealthy, even wealthier, so they can ensure that you'll never have anything yourself. It's all about that. It's just basically about what you have. And then play this thing about the haves versus the have-nots, where the have-nots are rioting and screaming and yelling, but they're being paid for by the Billionaire Boys Club, who want the little that you have, they want to take that away from you too. And that's your club. And you already know a lot of the members. You know Soros, you know Gates, you know Fauci, and all those guys are just underlings. They're not really old, bloodline elite, but I mean, it all flows down from these bloodline elite bankers and throughout the rest of it. And yeah, you know, they're basically there for one purpose. And that's to take, they believe that the earth is theirs. That they've been promised the earth is theirs, they're going to take it. And that people are usurpers. They shouldn't be on the earth. You know, unless they're just slaves, eunuchs. There for the at the pleasure of the Billionaire Boys Club. It's going to, as long as I draw breath, it will always go back to the Billionaire Boys Club. That will always be the source. Whether you're talking the CIA, American military, President of the United States, Congress, all these precincts, all these cities and towns, it's always going to come down to who owns it. It's always going to be them. But them is a big group, right? It's a country like China. It's corporations like Microsoft. It's individuals like, you know, Soros and the Rothschilds and all that. It's all that. But it's still the Billionaire Boys Club, a very small amount of people who want total control. And as long as you recognize that, and you recognize where does their power come from? The power comes from the spiritual power to accomplish what they want to accomplish comes from Satan. Satan's very powerful, can give enormous amounts of power, plus the control over time and space. You control time and space, you control a lot. But that's the power. And and they're deathly afraid of Jesus. They just figure, well, most people don't really believe. And I'm here to tell you that when people pray in the name of Jesus, they are really, really frightened of that. Very frightened. When people are grateful for what they have, they get very nervous. Like when everything is taken from someone, and yet they're so grateful. They don't understand that. And that makes them very, very nervous. And I believe that's what how America wins. Does America deserve... No, I do believe there's a mass repentance going on here as we speak. I don't think they know how to follow the Lord. I think they're willing to give it a try, though, to see if it goes anywhere, and maybe that's all they need. It's funny how Jesus seems to sneak in the side door there without anyone noticing. It's like, I thought we had him gone already. You know, it was the most uncool thing in the world. No, they find that it's not enough to say truth and say Confucius or to say truth in Buddha. It's not about dividing anyone either. It's not even about religion. It's about, you know, the name. You say, well, that's Yahusha. Well, Yahusha, Yeshua, Jesus, whatever. It's really, it's a mystery why that's the thing that works. There are Satanists that pray in Jesus' name. Because that's what works. I'm not saying that's a good idea to use the name of Jesus for your own personal whims. And a lot of Satanism is just that. People that want to have enough power to do their own whims and have people follow it. So, in the end, I believe that the end of time, let's say, though one should always be ready, right? One should always be able to give an account. One should always be ready as if today was your last day. As if you're going to die tomorrow. To be ready to give that accounting to the Lord. Because we will all account, whether our deeds account for us or we account, or however it happens. There are consequences for, you know, how we live. And the only way out of being hit with sin and hit with death is to be covered, is to be paid for by the blood of Jesus, because that blood, the blood of the Son of God, is the only thing that actually heals the wounds of slavery and the fallen condition. And so, I am now on my way out. I just, you know, I guess the thing I haven't said enough of is this. That the people of God are about to go through a huge blessing and a great understanding, an upwelling, not just of faith, but knowledge, prophecy, timelessness. I don't know why this timelessness keeps coming in, but timelessness. Time being stretched and bent and shrank in every other way to give time to putting forth the ministry of the Lord. Jesus has not forgotten about his church. He is the minute. His ministry goes on everywhere. So I'd encourage you to, you know, and the other thing is, once you're complete in this, you are complete. Your life is complete. You don't need to do anything. You need to go anywhere. You don't need to do. You could go do things. Go somewhere. But it's not like it's on you. Like, you've got to go somewhere and accomplish something, because if you don't, then you failed. No, I'm going to go somewhere and accomplish something where the glory goes to the Lord. It'll be my pleasure. And the reason I will accomplish so well and so much better than the other guy is because it's not on my shoulders, for one thing. So I'm free to just do for the Lord. I mean, it's not on me, like, oh my God, what if I fail? Well, there is no failure or success. There's no need to look at that. Oh, it worked out. Okay, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. What's next? And when people see that in action, you know what I'm talking about. They see that in action, they're like, hey, what do you got going on? You don't seem to worry about anything. What's wrong with you? And that is, that's called freedom. When you're not worried about anything, where you know the Lord provides for your needs. When you glory the Father by giving the credit, any kind of, look, if I'm in a good mood for a day, I give glory to God. Because usually I'm in a bad mood. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of the time, I'm in a bad mood. How do I get to have a bad mood? Give the glory to the Lord. I give the problem to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm feeling terribly oppressed by all this news. I'm feeling terribly oppressed by the world of COVID-19. What did the Lord tell me on COVID-19? He said, temporary. You know, and then next thing I know, I'm looking around, I can't even find a mask. You know, it's only for people mugging for the camera or just wanting to show other people that they're being good, respectful, and good. Like in New Mexico, we have a lot of really dumb people. And it's just, I guess it's just part of the Southwest thing. And they're all, you know, the mayor of Santa Fe says, oh, you have to mask up and you must do this, you must do that. And I'm not really against the mask myself. I'm just saying that when you see, oh, you say, well, Texas might get sick again. They might. I don't think they'll lock down again, though. You know, it's, I have to say the Lord's got this. And the Lord's got this riot thing. And being an election year, I'm sure there'll be more tempestuous things going on, but I'm just not going to worry. And nothing will help if I worry. So
happy to see the Huntington Beach people. They basically ran the Antifa, Black Lives Matter out of there.
Yeah, people will stand up. That's what I said about the people who close their businesses down. All they need to do is stand up against their governors and stand up against the police and say, you know what, I have the right to do this.
Yeah.
Check the Constitution. I'm being told by the Attorney General right now, I don't have to accept a lockdown, so I won't. I never have, and my steps have never been curtailed. I do exactly what I've always done. I go to the market, I do this, I do that. I don't do a lot of things. I take a trip out of state, come back. You know, I absolutely, nothing in my life has changed in terms of mobility than what was there a year ago. But I know other people, their lives have totally changed. They're indoors, they're struggling, they're upset, they're hurt. And my life just didn't go that direction. I don't advocate rebelling for the sake of rebelling, just, you know, or even just keeping, like, the governor in mind. I don't do that. You know what I mean? I spend a lot of time at home, too, you know, being freelance and, you know, doing my own projects, and that gives me a tremendous amount of time at home. But using my home for business and things like that, a lot of time at home. I don't go anywhere. I've been, in that sense, I've been kind of a recluse for a lot of years. And that has, you know, helped me to conform to their standards. But, I mean, in no way has it, you know, changed my habits of, you know, existence. The COVID-19 didn't affect me, really. I mean, it may. I may catch a cold. I may get sick with it. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm you know, never going to say never about anything, but I'll say one thing. I'm not letting it stop me from moving forward. And we just have to do the best we can with what we have. And I think I think the Lord has provided enough to be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish. But anyway, and I haven't noticed, but it also shows that I don't go out very much. I mean, it's really, I'm not a very good example. If you were going out all the time and you're used to being a very gregarious person and out to restaurants and down to your office building and out to the club or out to the ball game, whatever, if you were like, you know, really involved with your family and doing things, you probably notice something. You want to know one of the greatest loopholes there is, though, in this whole thing, which they didn't count, is you can travel by plane, which they should have tamped that down. They didn't. And you can travel by RV. Interstate. They didn't tamp that down. Some of the places are closed, but mainly they're open because they provided essential service. And, you know, so that's a lot of people are discovering that now. But people will learn to adapt. They're making masks. That's the American way, right? They're making masks that says this is what tyranny looks like. They're making masks that say Jesus is God. They're making all kinds of masks, you know, as a little billboard. So if you can't speak, at least you can be a billboard. And like I say, when they require a mask to me today, I wear a little bandana into the Heb market, H-E-B, Heb, the Hebrew market. No, I you know, yeah, I wear a little mask, a little covering, just because, you know, that's what they expect to see. But if it's 50-50 in there, I probably won't bother. Not because I want to rebel against so-called, you know, experts, but the experts have been wrong so much of the time. And my own research has shown me that basically there really isn't, I mean, there's a problem, just like when there's a flu bug, there's a problem, and there's, you know, there's always problems. But we can't just, like, stay indoors until there's no death. So, you know, so that's, you know, again, I don't give advice. I just say use your common sense about where to go and not go. As I look at these riders, oh, by the way, well, here's some people, they all have masks, but they're wearing the masks to cover their faces from the cameras. Not to, yeah. It's got to be heartbreaking for a lot of the people, and of course our prayers and thoughts to the people that have been broken into. All right. Well, I'm going to go now. God bless you, each and every one. I enjoy talking to you. I guess the prophetic summation is this. It's just, you know, I wouldn't just count it all out right now. I just wouldn't say this is the end of this. Someone told me the greatest fortunes were made during the Depression. We may have an opportunity here for people to get into a business they wouldn't be able to get into. Why do I like business? Because it reminds me of the marketplace of Jesus. When people would have, one guy would have, you know, ducks, another guy would have rabbits. Someone else would have a textile. Another guy down here would have, you know, some herb to smoke. And they get together in the marketplace and haggle it out and sell things, you know. And it was like, yeah, isn't that what life is? And I will see you next time.